All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. This episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Get some delicious coffee, taste the Kona difference, head over to their website at HawaiianIsles.com or also Amazon and get some coffee. My name is Adrian Benjamins and I'm joined by Coach. Coach, how are you doing, sir?
Yo, Adrian, how are you, my man? I am doing great on this side. Other than freezing in Dallas, it's 25 degrees here tonight. It's so cold. It's ridiculous.
Man, my friend just got back from Chicago, and I heard earlier today they shut down like 600 flights because of that Arctic blast, whatever's going on over there. So, Coach, maybe you're feeling a little bit of that Arctic blast.
I think it's all the way through the central part of the United States, so it's a cold one, but nothing like building a fire and watching some NBA. That's what I did tonight, and it was some good games.
Nice. Well, not too bad, just a light slate of games. I think we got about six games. We might lose you here on the tail end of the night, but yeah. Coach, a lot of injuries, man. Players going down, dropping like flies. De'Aaron Fox is going to miss 3 to 4 weeks, we're hearing. Gordon Hayward is getting surgery on his hand. He's likely to miss 6 weeks of action. It has just been crazy, all of the players going down. What do you think about it?
It's really rough, man. I mean, we're only like 8 games into the season, and there's been just a ton of guys hurt and suspended for illegal drug use and all these other things. But there's been guys, you know, some key guys. Lowry also broke a thumb now too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it really stinks. If you've been hit with some of these, it crushes you in fantasy, that's for sure.
It's insane. And you know, two of them that are hitting me kind of hard is Caris LeVert. I'm hearing is going to miss tomorrow. I got him in like every league, I think he's dealing with a thumb issue. Hopefully that's nothing serious. And then we'll get into the Houston game here later on in the evening, but Coach, I got Daniel House in like every league. I picked him up off the wire. He went out in this game that we'll talk about later with a back injury. So man, it has just been nonstop trying to avoid injuries. It is impossible. You just hope that, you know, I've seen some teams that have multiple injuries. So hopefully you guys don't have one of those teams that have more than three or four, because it is really devastating to.
It is. Yeah. And I mean, you can only rebuild so much. I mean, you can pick some guys up off waivers. But, you know, I know last week we were talking about, I was so pumped that I was in first place in four out of my five leagues, and then lost like two guys in a row. I have Lowry in that league and Hayward. It was like zing zing this week with those two, and it's like all of a sudden you go from first place to like, you know, third just within a week. So it's not fun on when if you have too many guys. Now I did see that one post that you had where that poor guy had like all of them on his team. That's like a kiss of death.
Yeah, buddy in my home league, man. I mean, he started with the number one overall pick, went Steph Curry. Then when the pick came back to him, took Ayton and Collins on that turn. I mean, so brutal. And then ended up with I think it was like, well, Blake Griffin in round five, who he's getting back this week, so he must be ecstatic about that. Drafted center Derek Favors has been a major letdown, just has not looked right physically. And you know what? I forgot to mention in that Twitter post, Coach, he drafted Enes Kanter in round nine, who has missed a lot. So, man, I mean, Coach, I can't imagine in a highly competitive league not having your first, second, third, fifth, seventh, ninth rounders. Like, how do you even compete without having those guys?
I don't know how you
guys
put a lineup out there. That is crazy.
It is.
Well,
ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, though, that brings me to something, a perfect lead-in. The beauty of daily fantasy sports, DFS NBA, is that you start over every day. How cool is that? You get to start with a brand new slate, and you know, when you play DFS, it's just that night. So you got to love it. And one of our big sponsors, and I want to give a shout out to them, is fantasydraft.com. They are the ones that are bringing the presenting sponsor for our DFS show that we're doing 7 days a week. And go to fantasydraft.com if you haven't already. Sign up with the promo code HoopBall, all one word, and you get the first week free of all contests, 7 days. Up to $1,000 in entry. So you can't beat that. And get in there, Adrian. I want you to get in this week. The coach's challenge is going to be on Wednesday. We had almost a full group last week. All but two spots were, so it was almost sold out. And man, that's a lot of fun. We do a lot of trash talking with it. We got to get you in there.
All right, that's it. I'm getting in there. Coach, I'm going to set my first lineup of the season for the upcoming coaches challenge. I'm going to get
all
in there.
Right.
I'm going to let's do this. I'm going to get my feet wet. So, all right.
Do it. It's only $2, dude. So, it's not like you got to like go busted on it. Plus, if you beat a Patria or you know, our DFS pros, Andrew or myself, then you know, you can talk some noise.
Awesome. Awesome. And it'll be a nice change of pace from all of my season long leagues where I'm just getting just killed and destroyed by it.
Well, and it's fun because, like I say, you get to sort of strategize that night and use that info. But, you know, I'll post it on Twitter, and we'll post it at hoop-ball.com as well. But it'll be tomorrow afternoon that it'll we'll post it, and it'll be for Wednesday's contest for the coaches tip off challenge on Fantasy Draft. So that'll be fun, man. I look forward to seeing you in there.
Nice. Let's do it. Well, let's get down to some business, Coach. Some fun slate of games here in front of us. Let's jump right into it. The Memphis Grizzlies and the San Antonio Spurs. The Grizzlies getting the victory 113-109. Let's take a look at the Memphis side first. You know, I'm going to start with Jaren Jackson Jr., who's been really coming around lately. 24 points, a steal, a block, 5 assists with 6 boards, 4 out of 6 from downtown. Love seeing that. 10 of 17 from the field. It's a great game from him. Dylan Brooks, I've seen this guy picked up in some 12-team and deeper leagues, and I could see why, man. 21 points, 2 steals, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. He added a 3 on 8 of 17 shooting. It's a pretty good game from him. Crowder with 8 points, you know, never going to score a lot, but if you're streaming him in deeper leagues, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 3. You know, it's a serviceable low-end line that you can get from him in some deeper leagues. Jonas Valanciunas, 18 points with 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 assist. A pretty efficient 9 of 12 from the field, so it's a pretty good game from him. Coach, I'm a little disappointed in Ja Morant tonight. I got him in my home league. He sat out the last one for rest. Coach, why does a 20-year-old need to rest so early in the season? I don't know. And then, you know, I was like, okay, he took the last game off. He's going to come out in this one and just go crazy. Shot 2 of 12 from the field for only 9 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. But hang in there, of course, if you got Ja. Rookie is going to have some up and down nights, but I think for the most part, he should be pretty good. Off the bench, oh, you know what? A guy who is good off the bench, and if this guy could just get more minutes, man, I think we would have him in every league. Brandon Clark, Coach, a guy you and I have talked about quite a bit, I know, even during the offseason and summer. 14 points in just 18 minutes, also added 8 boards, perfect 2 of 2 from downtown, and a super efficient 6 of 7 from the field. Man, if this guy would just start and get more minutes, I really hope there's a point in the season, you know, if the Grizzlies are out of the playoff race, we're not really expecting them to make the playoffs, I'd love to see them kind of hand the reins over to the young guys like Clark instead of playing older guys like Crowder. So anyways, a guy to definitely keep an eye on. Coach, what are your thoughts on the Memphis Grizzlies?
Well, a bunch of things. First of all, with Crowder, I've heard that they're shopping him because there are a bunch of teams that you know, the teams that are going to make playoff runs that are looking for a Crowder to you know, come off the bench or be one of the guys, and he would make a perfect sense for a team that's really a playoff push. So maybe if they move him, that'll open up a little bit of time for Clark. But you know, right now he's got Triple J in front of him, and you know, the amazing part about the stat line that you read, which was really good for Jackson tonight, is that he only had 2 fouls, and this is the second game in a row he's been able to play sort of uninhibited without foul trouble, and he's been great. So if he somehow has cracked that barrier that was killing him last year and thus far this year with the foul trouble, he could really be in for some good games and a great push in fantasy. Joe Val is having his minutes restriction increased. He's up to 27 minutes. And I'll tell you what, you know, you get him to 30 minutes with the, you know, the fantasy points per minute kind of guy that he is a great guy to have on your squad. I mean, like you said, 18 and 12 tonight, and, you know, that's probably just going to keep going up and up. As far as Ja Morant, you know, I know he had a procedure, and that's why he didn't play in the preseason. And they did say they were going to keep like a 25 to 28 minute limits restriction on him for a while, and I think they're just, you know, figuring they're going to do that the first dozen games or so. But I would imagine, you know, I don't own him, but if I did, I'd be nervous, because that is frustrating when he's only getting, you know, in the mid-20s, low 20s sometimes. Yeah, but you know, I think just be patient with him. He's going to be a stud. And you know, and Clark, I'm with you. I just love the kid's ability, and you know, when he's out there, I mean, he fills it up. I mean, he got, you know, I have 17 minutes listed here, and you know, to go 6 for 7 from the field, 2 for 2 from three with 8 rebounds, and basically just, you know, a quarter and a third is pretty darn good. So he's going to be fine, man. He's going to be another guy that's going to have a great second half once he gets a little more opportunity.
Yep. Okay, let's jump over to the Pistons side of this game.
Spurs.
Wait, I'm sorry. Where am I?
Spurs, bro. Spurs.
Oh, Spurs. Wow, I totally started on the wrong game. This
I know
weird.
You did, but that's I just figured I'd roll with you, you
oh,
know?
Oh, man.
That's how you do your partner. You just roll with them, and I was like, okay, we're going to go a new order tonight.
It's
cool.
It's been a long day, Coach. It's been a long, crazy day. Okay, let's take a look at the San Antonio side since I went out of order and did the wrong game first. San Antonio, I'll start with LaMarcus Aldridge, 19 points, 2 steals, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. A pretty good Aldridge game here, 8 of 15 shooting from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. A little disappointed he didn't have a 3, but a pretty good line from him. DeMar DeRozan, 12 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, no defensive stats. He doesn't give you any 3s, but an okay line from him, 6 of 15 shooting from the field. DeJounte Murray, this one was a letdown. You know, only 19 minutes here, so just didn't have it going. Only took 3 shots in this game, so just wasn't really looking to score at all in this one. 4 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 6 boards. Bryn Forbes got the start. This is a little interesting. They went Derek White in the last one, now went back to Forbes in this one. He had 14 points, not too much else, only an assist, a rebound. Did give you 4 threes, though, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Trey Lyles getting the start, but he just really hasn't doing much. Just even though he's starting, just getting low minutes, only 18 minutes for 7 points, 7 rebounds, 1 3. Derek White was nice off the bench, 15 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 threes. He's really tough to trust in standard leagues because, you know, sometimes it's Forbes that pops off and sometimes it's White. So it's really hard to trust either Forbes or White for me in standard leagues. Rudy Gay also had a nice game off the bench, 18 points, 2 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 block, 3 threes on 6 of 9 shooting from the field, 3 of 3 from the line. Yep. Not too much else to talk about. Patty Mills had a couple good games earlier, I think last week, but of course, I hope you guys aren't trusting or rostering Patty Mills in any standard leagues. And not really much else here. Coach, what do you think of the Spurs?
I don't think much of the Spurs, to be honest with you. From a fantasy standpoint, they're a dud. You know, I knew early on I did not want any Spurs, and I managed in 5 leagues to only have one Spur on one team, and that's DeJounte Murray because he slipped way, way down. But I had planned on taking none of them because, you know, I just seen Pop too many times. You know, he plays 10, 12 guys minimum every night. They all rotate minutes. He doesn't overplay anybody, and it just crushes you in fantasy. Pop, he's the one that started load management too. So I think Pop has a vendetta against us fantasy players. I don't know. He doesn't like us. But I mean, the Spurs are hard to watch because they're, you know, they're slower pace and they're just not that fun to watch, and they're not any fun to have in fantasy. And I never ring any of them up in DFS either, because how do you trust anybody from that team on a given night? You know, like Rudy Gay. I mean, where did that night come from tonight? He's been pretty bad. So yeah, I don't have anything to say about the Spurs. How about that?
I agree with your take, and you know, Pop has historically been a guy, Coach Popovich, that I've avoided for fantasy, and and it just continues. And I too, Coach, I really don't have very many shares of or any shares of Spurs at all. So I think you and I are kind of in the same boat there. Okay, let's just keep rolling. Now let's go back to what should have been the first game of the night: the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Detroit Pistons. The Wolves getting the victory 120-114. I'm going to look in on the Minnesota side first. Coach Andrew Wiggins has been a pleasant surprise this year.
He was awesome tonight, too.
We know he could score. That's never been a problem. The problem has been he's usually so empty in all the other categories, but he's been pretty good lately.
Really good.
I don't know if he could keep this up for the season, but if you drafted Andrew Wiggins, you likely took him towards the end of your draft, so you got to be super happy with what he's doing. Tonight, beautiful game, 33 points, a steal, a block, 5 assists, 6 boards, 3 threes tonight on 12 on an efficient 12 of 20 shooting. I mean, this is outstanding. 6 of 8 from the line. Fingers crossed that he can keep this up, although I do not have any shares of Andrew Wiggins.
No.
Carl Anthony Towns doing his thing. 25 points, 2 blocks, 6 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 threes on 10 of 17 shooting. A perfect 101 from the line. He's locked and loaded for early value, top 5 value. Josh Okogie, this one was a little disappointing, Coach. I kind of wondered if he could be a sneaky play tonight with Teague was out of this one. Missing a couple guys. I thought maybe when I heard that Okogie was going to get the start, I thought he could be a sneaky guy, but didn't happen for him. In fact, shot 0 of 4 in 25 minutes. Yeah, 2 points, 1 steal, 4 rebounds. Not much going on there. Trevion Graham getting the start. I'm really surprised that they're starting this guy. How did it go in here tonight? I don't trust him for fantasy, but 13 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 3 on 6 of 11 shooting. Robert Covington, 10 points, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 threes, perfect 4-4 from the line. He actually left this game for an eye injury.
Yeah, he got poked in the eye. Yep. Yeah.
But came back, so good to see that he came back. That means hopefully no issues going forward there. On the bench, man, I'm always watching Jarrett Culver. Not happening now, but who knows? No. Maybe at some point in the season they kind of let him loose a little bit more. And not too much else to talk about, Coach. What do you think of the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Well, I'm with you with Wiggins, man. I've dogged him for a long time because he's such an empty stats guy. But the last couple of weeks here, he has just taken this team over. I mean, the most amazing thing to me is this is the fourth game in a row that he has more field goal attempts than Cat. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he is taking control of this team. He's the leader of the team. And I don't know what flipped a switch, or I know, you know, everybody's been dogging him. It's not just, you know, us. I mean, he's been getting it in the press too. So it's great to see him step up. He had an all around really good game. You know, Cat was in some foul trouble and still was able to put up some good numbers like he always does. And really after those two guys, you know, they struggle. But, you know, the other thing I noticed, now that you bring it up and we're talking about it too, is, you know, Wiggins seems to have really stepped up more since they've been playing without a point guard, since Teague's been out, and, you know, the ball's been in his hands a little bit more and his usage has gone up. So maybe that's what he needed to get the motor really running. But I think Teague will be back soon. He's been out with like an illness or something. Mm-hmm. It's not like an injury of legs or anything, but so he should be back soon. And I think we'll see if Wiggins can keep that pace up once he, you know, it doesn't have the ball every time down the floor like that.
You know, I think, as you said, Coach, Wiggins getting a lot of people bashing him. And I think during the offseason or preseason, I think ESPN had some kind of a ranking where he was like in the early 100 range. Ooh. And I believe Wiggins tweeted about it saying something like, there are not 100 guys better than me. And so I think maybe, you know, he's really gotten an earful this offseason about his game. A lot of, like, I mean, everywhere, whether I'm watching the Jump on NBA TV or ESPN, just a lot of people bashing him. So I think maybe he's playing with a little chip on his shoulder right now.
Good
which,
for him.
Yeah,
he's getting it done.
Hey, definitely athletic. The talent is there. He just hasn't put it together. So let's hope he can keep this going because it is nice. Very nice.
It is.
Okay, let's jump over to the other side of this game, the Detroit Pistons. Blake Griffin is back. You know, likely going to see limited minutes, saw 24 minutes. They're going to probably ramp him up a little slowly. 19 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds. So, pretty good game. I wasn't expecting him to have this good of a game right off the bat. I thought he would have a lot of rest. 1-3 on 6 of 12 shooting, 6 of 8 from the line. You know, one thing I think is going to be interesting is we've seen some guys like Luke Kennard has been spectacular. Bruce Brown has had a couple really good games. I'm wondering how badly Blake Griffin is going to hurt some of these other guys. Now, Kennard still had it going tonight, played the most minutes out of everyone here, 40 minutes for 25 points, 1 steal, 2 assists, 7 rebounds, 4 threes on 8 of 17 shooting. 5 of 5 from the line. He has been a pleasant surprise as well. I think Kennard will take a hit because Blake is so ball dominant and does have high usage. But I still think Kennard, I mean, this is a guy you likely picked up off the wire. So, you know, at that price, I think he's still going to return some great value. Drummond has been insane. In fact, I looked at the player rater in 9 category leagues the other day, and I think he was player number 2. He's just been outstanding. You know, maybe he takes a little tiny hit as well with Blake back, but I am not worried about Drummond at all. I think he's still going to be fantastic. Now, tonight didn't have the shooting going, was only 4 of 12 for 11 points, but how is this, coach? 7 defensive stats, 4 steals, 3 blocks, 12 rebounds, which the way this guy boards, 12 rebounds kind of feels like a letdown. That's how good he's been. 1 assist. Yeah. Hey, he used to hurt you from the line. Perfect 3 of 3 from the line here tonight. So
amazing.
So even though the points in the shooting wasn't there tonight, still pretty good. And I'm guessing he's going to bounce back in the next one. Derrick Rose was back. Only played 20 minutes, was coming off of a minor injury. Took 13 shots, though. Only made 3 of them for 6 points. But, you know, if you got Rose, if you were hanging on to him, I think it's a good sign that he took so many shots here, like really wants to be involved in this offense. 1 block, 2 steals, 5 assists. Off the bench, man, the bench is a little ugly. I don't trust anyone. You know what? Galloway actually was nice.
He shot well.
Yeah, 7 of 11 for 18 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 1 block, 4 threes tonight. 7 of 11. So pretty good game from Galloway, and he's had a few good games, but man, it would be hard for me to trust him with the Pistons kind of coming up to full strength now. Coach, what do you think of the Pistons?
Well, the biggest surprise for me tonight, and I know everybody scrambled to the waiver wire to pick up Bruce Brown last week, and I figured, you know, I knew Rose and Frazier were out, they're two main point guards, but I still thought they'd give Brown some run. I mean, he earned it. He played his ass off last week, and he played well, but he only got 13 minutes, only took 2 shots, so I guess the Bruce Brown experiment for picking him up might be over because, you know, Rose is playing the point guard and Frazier's backing him up. And I don't know how Brown's going to sneak in there with Kennard taking all the shooting guard minutes. So that was sort of surprising to me. You know, I thought Brown would still get 20 minutes minimum, but he's sort of out of the mix. You know, I have a little bit more concern about for Drummond than you do. I think, I mean, he's still going to be good, no doubt. But I mean, right now, like you said, he's second overall player rater. I think he's going to plummet down to like 10 or 12 within a couple of weeks because Griffin just takes too much away. I mean, he was great tonight, by the way. He was really good when he was in there. I watched that whole first 3 quarters and Griffin looked fantastic, but it's just going to suck the usage away from Drummond. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it has to. So I think Drummond will go down a little bit. I think if you have Griffin, that's great. He looked terrific. I also heard a rumor today on one of the on one podcast that the Miami Heat have a little interest in Blake Griffin. And I know Detroit, you know, like tonight you're watching the game, there's like hardly anybody that goes to their games. And I think they're going to try to, you know, I think they're going to keep Drummond as their cornerstone guy and probably move Griffin. So that'll be interesting to watch. I think, but until that happens, you know, you've got to expect Drummond to take a little bit of a hit. Kennard's been the big surprise, certainly this year for Detroit. He's always been serviceable and he could shoot, but now he's really, you know, taking charge. He hit some big shots in that game, kept him in it. But like you said, after that, their bench is pretty bad. You know, if you have Brown, you may want to punt on that whole experiment. But other than that, if you have Griffin, you got to be fired up because you're getting a top 35, you know, guy, maybe the top 30 guy that's back in there now ready to roll.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, let's keep going. Let's jump over to the next game, the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. The Celtics getting the victory 116 to 106. But I'm going to look in the Dallas side first. Coach, you know I got to start with Luka Doncic.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
He's been outstanding, man. I got to eat a little crow because I did not expect him to be this good. And, you know, one of the biggest surprises is everyone was saying in the offseason that, oh, you know, he hurts you, turnovers, he hurts you in free throws. He has been spectacular from the free throw line. In fact, shot 9 of 10.
Unbelievable.
34 points with 9 assists, 6 rebounds, just fills it up. Just like, I feel like he flirts with the triple-double every time he steps does. On the court. It's just outstanding.
I have the stat of the year for you, though. I've got, not to interrupt you, but it's just it's that impressive. Do you know that not Michael Jordan, not Will Chamberlain, nobody through the years has ever scored over 25 points in the first 8 games of a season until Luka Doncic did it tonight.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. You know, too, somebody on Twitter made me laugh. Somebody on Twitter said, Luka Doncic is still a decade away from hitting his prime. And I thought that was hilarious because this kid is like 20 years old. He's doing stuff on the court that veterans do. It's just his IQ is so high, his understanding for the game, he passes well. Oh man, he's just incredible.
Did you see when they played the Lakers and LeBron came up to him at the end of the game? Did you see that?
No, I missed it.
Oh my god, it was so funny. And the you couldn't really hear it, but you could read his lips just plain as day because they zoomed in on the two of them.
Yeah.
And they hugged each other, and LeBron smacked him in the back. And I can say this because we're on a podcast, and nobody can take offense to it. I don't have to beep it out. But he hit him on the back, and he looked at him right in the face. LeBron looked at Luke, and he said, "You're a bad motherfucker." Isn't that awesome?
That is
awesome.
And
Luka just looked at him like, wow, because that was his – LeBron was his hero growing up.
Yeah.
So.
That
there
must,
you go.
Oh, to hear that from the king must be – that must feel really good for Luka Doncic. And
I would say.
Man, it's just – it's Coach, it is really scary that what he's doing now – I mean, what is he going to look like in 5 years when he's only 25 years old?
I'll tell you, Dallas is all the buzz here too, yeah. Man. Everybody is so pumped. You know, the big thing now is like Luka for MVP. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing here in Dallas. But – pretty awesome.
The other interesting thing about Luka is, man, he shoots it. He took a couple shots, Coach, where I was like, that's too far away. There's no,
yeah.
And then just drains it.
Like, I know.
It's just
ridiculous. I'll tell you, though, the stat that amazes me that I'm just dumbfounded about, though, is I was convinced that he was going to be a huge issue at the foul line. Mm-hmm. I watched him in preseason and then some last year, and I'm thinking this dude's going to shoot like 60-some percent from the line. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what he's getting it done.
So there's a theory on that, coach, that
okay.
I heard a theory that if you look at him, his numbers last year, his free throw shooting got dramatically worse as the season went on. So getting closer. So people thought it was a physical thing. He wasn't ready for the 82 game NBA season. Word is he worked super hard in the offseason, yeah. Got his diet right, was working out with NBA high level trainers. And so they were saying that that physical tiredness he went through, where you saw his free throw shooting go down. So some people were saying maybe that's not going to be an issue this season, and maybe we're seeing it. Maybe that was the key. So
He's definitely in better shape.
Yeah,
you know, his body fat level went way down, like you said. So that's really going to help him.
You know what's really interesting too, man. We are spending way too much time on Luka Doncic, but that's okay. He is a pretty big guy, like tall. He's tall.
Stocky.
He is just gonna be a problem in the NBA with his ball handling skills at his size. You know, it's pretty funny that when he was coming into the draft, one of the knocks on him was he wasn't athletic, and it just does not matter when a guy is that smart, and it's just ridiculous, coach.
He's a blast.
Okay, we should probably start talking about some of these other guys.
Well, the rest of the Mavs stunk, so
good
you
call.
Don't really have to say much else, especially Porzingis.
You know,
he was awful.
Yeah, and you know what's really surprising here, coach, is that other than Robert Williams, the Celtics don't really have a guy that can deal with Porzingis. I guess Daniel
Tice is fourth in the league in block shots.
Okay.
How's that? The dude's stepping it up. He played pretty tough in there. He gave Porzingis fits,
okay,
man.
So he did then have some trouble with the Celtics defense. And you know what, though, coach?
And he got in terrible foul trouble.
I'm not worried. Oh, you're absolutely right. Five fouls in just 20 minutes. But, you know, the shooting wasn't there. Only 1 of 11 for 4 points. But he's going to bounce back in the next one. He's just too good. And just, of course, you're hanging tight with Porzingis. Just a bad game. Not too much else. Gosh, man, not even really anyone else that started I want to talk about. But I do want to say, if you got Dwight Powell, you're probably feeling pretty good about it. 30 minutes off the bench for 12 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 block. I think he's just going to get better as the season goes on. But other than that, coach, you know, even though we love the Dallas Mavericks, it's really only Doncic, Porzingis, maybe Powell. Do you like anyone else from this team? What are your thoughts?
No, I mean, you know, Carlisle's playing like 13 guys a game, and just all these guys just playing average. You know, I mean, you can go up and down this roster, and it's just not that great. I think the Mavs need to package some of these guys and bring somebody else decent in here, because, you know, I think they have the chance to make the playoffs with Luka and Porzingis. They really do need a third guy, and there is nobody stepping up whatsoever. I mean, it's just a bunch of role players after that. So that's a little frustrating.
I think that's a great take. They could you've got your two superstars. They could really use a third superstar on this team. And I love that you said they could make the playoffs. I could totally see that. Hey, with the Warriors completely falling flat on their face, and Portland's been a little underwhelming as well, there's a window there open for Dallas to maybe sneak in there as an eighth seed in the Western Conference. So I love that take, coach. And you know, historically, the Mavericks are usually a pretty active franchise when it comes to making moves. So I would not be surprised if they tried to go for a third superstar. That's a good take.
I hope so. I did hear some chatter last week. I hope it goes away really, really fast. But there was some chatter about Chris Paul.
Ooh.
No, thank you.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
No, either. I hope they don't do that. But that was a little bit of chatter.
You know what? Chris Paul to the Heat just seems perfect, I think. Because, you know, they, well, I mean, I don't know. Who's their starting point guard
Winslow,
right now?
Winslow's been kicking butt at the point, and they also have Dragic.
Dragic has been playing really well.
And Kendrick Nunn can play the one or the two, so
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know how much Paul's going to help anybody at this point. He's slowing down so much, you know?
And his price tag's pretty
high. Oh, real high,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what went down on the Celtics side of this game.
Check out Jason Tatum's line, bro.
Woo! Wow! What? 1 of 18? What happened to Jason Tatum tonight? Wow! And
how the hell do you go 1 of 18?
And who was guarding him on the other end? Finney Smith? This is really, really odd. I mean, is really odd. But hang
it was
in there
Finney
with Tatum.
Smith, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. 5 points for Tatum on 1 of 18 shooting, 0 of 3 from the downtown, 4 assists, 8 boards. Wasn't happening. You know, one guy that I'm a little bit interested in, and I've been checking some of my 10-team shallower leagues, Jaylen Brown. Not a guy I'm usually high on, but with Gordon Hayward likely to miss the next 6 weeks, I think Brown's going to see a major boost. 25 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 threes on 9 of 16 shooting, 5 of 7 from the line. Pretty good game from him. Marcus Smart, another guy that could also see a little boost here. 17 points, 1 block, 6 assists. 4 threes on 6 of 9 shooting for him. Yeah. Kemba Walker, coach, 8 of 14 from downtown, was firing from deep and hitting it. And also, 29 points from him, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 block. Great game from him. You know, I did see, I'm double checking it, that he, at some point in the game, he had a possible neck or back injury. I don't think it's anything serious, but just keep your ears open to hear if.
It was right towards the end of the game. Mm-hmm. It was a neck injury, and he went to the locker room. Definitely keep your ears open, because that was right at the end, and I didn't hear any report after that.
This is a guy who is usually very durable, so let's hope that it's nothing here. Let's see. Anybody interesting off the bench? You know, I know a lot of people streaming Robert Williams, Time Lord for the blocks. Only had 1 block here in 17 minutes. Coach, I just don't think it's going to happen for him, at least anytime soon. Just we didn't even really get Cantor back yet. He only played 6 minutes off the bench. So when Cantor starts starting, Thysis, who we talked about earlier, I don't know, man. I just can't trust Robert Williams. I know a lot of people have been picking him up. I've seen him picked up and dropped, picked up. So I don't know. I'm just going to leave him on the wire when he hits that. Coach, I can't think of anyone else that's interesting. What do you think of the Celtics?
No, the second game in a row now the two that Hayward have been out, the usage bump, the biggest has gone to Jaylen Brown. So he is the hot commodity right now, I think, on this team. It looks like that he's going to pick up that slack. Kemba just, he's a streak shooter, man. When he gets hot, he had 7 threes in the second half. So that was, he was on fire. He's going to always be steady. But Marcus Smart, man, he's a nice guy. If he floats around trades all the time in fantasy leagues and just is always a fringe guy. But, man, he's tough. If you can grab him, grab him. But I'm with you on the center stuff. The split between Tyce Williams and Cantor makes that very unpalatable to really roster any of those centers. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go to the next one, the Houston Rockets and the New Orleans Pelicans. The Rockets getting the victory 122-116. I'm going to look at the Houston side first, and, man, this is just like James Harden is so good.
Ridiculous.
That he can put up numbers like 39 points, 2 steals, a block, 9 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 threes on 13 of 25 shooting, 10 of 14 from the line. And, I mean, anybody else had a line like this, I would be freaking out. But James Harden is so good, it's almost expensive. expected. And this guy is just ridiculous, Coach. He's just is just unbelievable.
He is unreal. I mean, in my opinion, he was the MVP last year, and he's been the MVP this year. He's just unstoppable.
Yep. And if you had any worries at all about Westbrook, worry no more, because, you know, Westbrook playing next to him, they both played over 35 minutes here tonight.
Yeah.
Westbrook, I mean, Harden was able to have an almost 40-point full line night with Westbrook also taking 21 shots in this game, going for 11 of 21 for 26 points. Did have 6 turnovers, but 4 steals, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, 1-3. I think you're pretty happy if you got Westbrook.
He's awesome. He just needs to stop shooting threes.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
Eight threes tonight. You know what, though, Coach?
Why?
It must be pretty contagious when you see Eric Gordon, James Harden, House. Like, you see all of these guys just – I bet Westbrook just wants to get in on some of that action. But
I'll tell you, the last two – they actually just baited him into it. They were 20 feet off of him. They were like, please shoot that three so Harden doesn't get the ball back. And he clunked a couple more up there. But if he could just get control of that piece of it, he's such a fantasy monster. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and a major bummer for me, I have Daniel House. And you know, Coach, I played him in a couple roto leagues where it's like a max game limit. So only getting 2 points, 1 steal, left the game after 12 minutes with a back injury. You know, and backs are a little scary, Coach. It's like usually a back isn't something where you're back the next game. It's something that could take a few games or a week to really let your back, you know, get back.
Go trade for Eric Gordon from somebody. Well, you can.
Yes. Also, PJ Tucker, a guy who could maybe get some extended usage with House likely to miss maybe another game or so. Let's see what the word will be on him. 10 points for PJ Tucker, 7 rebounds. It's kind of a low end line there. Capella, 20 rebounds for Capella to go along with 11 points, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 5 of 6 shooting from the field, 1 of 4 from the line. It's a pretty good game from him. Off the bench, Coach, you mentioned Eric Gordon doing his thing off the bench, 30 minutes with 17 points, 1 assist, 1 block, 3 rebounds, 4 threes. It's a pretty good game from him. Then other than that, like other than the usual suspects, we don't really trust anyone else. What do you think of the Houston Rockets?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you just ride Westbrook and Harden to the bank. But I think the news with House definitely brings Gordon into play. I think you got to fire him up in all leagues. He was off to a bad start this year, but he always gets off to a slow start historically, so he'll be fine. But after that, you know, I know Capella's solid, but he only got 6 shots again. You know, that's bizarre that he doesn't get a little bit more activity. It seems like they used to throw him a lot more lobs at the rim and everything, but I don't know if it's because they're, you know, with Westbrook and Harden just so incredibly ball dominant, it just he's not getting into the loop. But interesting on the New Orleans side, you know, the most bizarre thing was Ingram was a late scratch. Did you hear that one?
I did, and I have my fingers crossed, and I'm hearing he's going to undergo an MRI for a sore right knee. I think I think the Pelicans, you know, they're going to be very cautious with their young core.
I'm not hearing in all 5 leagues.
And Coach,
I will vomit.
Coach, how great has Brandon Ingram been playing?
Oh my God.
I mean,
he's a big reason why I'm doing so well.
Yeah. Now,
let's
hope it's nothing serious. Let's hope it's just, you know, sore. Maybe he just needs a game or two to rest it. Let's hope this MRI comes back clean, because as you said, man, he has been fantastic and such a joy to see his development and his improvement this season. So yeah. Let's hope he comes back for sure. Let's see what else went down on the Pelican side. Drew Holiday starting to come around, man. 18 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, flirting with the triple-double. Oh. Did have 6 turnovers, but I don't think you're complaining here. 1 steal, 1 block, shot 6 of 21, so the shooting wasn't too great. 0 of 7 from 3-point range. So I guess it wasn't all gravy, but still a pretty nice line. 6 of 8 from the line from him. Coach, a guy who I marked on my watch list in deeper leagues, Kendrick Williams, 8 points, 2 assists, 11 rebounds. You know, I'm not super high on him, but just the fact that he's starting and getting such good minutes, and if Ingram is going to miss time, maybe even more of a boost here. A guy I'm intrigued with. Now, in like standard leagues or 10-team leagues, I don't think you're probably looking at him, but I'm in some deep leagues, Coach, 14 teams and deeper, where I think this guy's sitting on the wire, and I've got some guys I don't mind parting with at the end of my bench. So I'm going to take a look at him. Redick coming around a little bit. 24 points, 3 assists, 7 of 15 from downtown. That's what we've been waiting for. 7 of 16 from the field, 3 of 3 from the line. So let's hope he can keep it up. I know a lot of people drafted him in the mid rounds thinking he would be a really reliable option. So let's hope he can get it going. You know, Coach, Hart, I thought, was going to miss this game with an injury.
Right.
I'm going to pull this up here. But he played in this one, so so he looks okay. And 19 points, 2 steals, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 threes. This was a pretty good game from him on just 5 of 8 shooting from the field. Derek Favors, this is nice to see, man, has really gotten off to a slow start. I've heard a lot of people talk about how physically he does not look right. So this is really good to see. You've got to be ecstatic if you have Favors to see him play 29 minutes, put up a double-double, 13 points, 12 boards. The defensive stats were there tonight. 2 steals, 2 blocks, 3 assists on an efficient 6 of 8 shooting from the field, 1-of-1 from the line. So good stuff from him. Nice contribution off the bench, Moore with 14 points, and Okafor with 14 points. And then other than that, man, it's not too much. They're rookies. They're just not ready yet. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, only 2 points, 11 minutes. Hayes, I think, had an injury, so only played 2 minutes and 2 points. But we're not really trusting those youngsters yet. Coach, what do you think of the Pelicans?
Well, you mentioned Kenrich Williams, and I really like that guy. And I read something 2 days ago from a beat writer for the Pelicans he had talked to Gentry, and Gentry said that Kenrich was a super important piece to their team because he was their best interior defender and also a good on-the-ball defender for wings. And he really liked his all-around game. So, you know, 38 minutes tonight. If he's going to get 30 minutes a night even, you got to really look at mixing him in there if you can grab him. And he played a lot in the summer league. If you remember, I rostered him a bunch. You put those rosters in for me.
That's right.
And Kendrick Williams was one of my main guys. And he's really starting to show that he's doing well. Like you said, Holiday's starting to round into shape. Favors definitely his best game of the year by far. And, we'll see how this team develops. The rookies are not stepping up yet, but, you know, everything rests in how Ingram is. You know, if he's going to be out for any extended period, that's going to change a lot of things for this team, you know, usage-wise and everything else, because Ingram's been miles ahead, you know, the leader of this team so far.
Yeah, fingers crossed, Coach, that Brandon Ingram has nothing serious and that he just needs a little short-term rest. And love your take on Williams. I thought the upside would be a little low with him, but I'm starting to rethink that because gave you 11 boards tonight. You said he's usually a good defender, so even though he didn't give you defensive stats tonight, I think that's I think the norm is he will give you some defensive. And then how's this, Coach? Took 7 threes, so has the capability to chip in some threes. I mean, what else could you ask for a guy to grab off the wire, man? I think, you're talking me into grabbing him now in a lot of places, not just my deep leagues, maybe even a lot of my 12 team leagues as well. So
yeah, it's, yeah. I love it because, you know, my leagues, I took them like with my last pick, and mm-hmm. then I had them on the Fantrax leagues, you know, where you can keep the one guy that's like a G League kind of guy, you know, that doesn't have the big minutes, so he hasn't qualified. I don't know what that spot's called on your roster, but I had him in all those, and now he's like, he's part of my rotation. So wow. It's good to, you know, I think he's very serviceable, especially nice. Going forward. So,
well, all right, Coach, we got two games, but they're still going on. So we are going to let you go, Coach. Thank you so much for, man, again, I just love talking to you on Monday. It's just starting the week off with a bang. It's just great. I just always look forward to talking to you on Monday night, Coach. So thank you so much. Coach, where can the listeners find you at? Anything you're working on? Anything that you want to talk about?
Well, just, you know, dial us up on NBA DFS today. If you search any podcast spot and you just put in DFS today, we're going to come up, or NBA DFS today, we're one of the first ones that come up. So we're on there 7 days a week. Look us up on there, and then jump in that coach's challenge at Fantasy Draft, you know, fantasydraft.com, and the promo code HoopBall, and jump in that. That's every Wednesday, and not only do you win money, but you win some really cool fantasy draft swag, a shirt, a hat, all kinds of cool stuff. So jump into that. And you can find me on Twitter, you know, 7 days a week. I'm on there posting fantasy stuff and DFS stuff. I'm at Joe Sarvadi. That's Joe Sarvadi. And man, I enjoy my Mondays with you. It's a great break from the DFS world to have this every week to just talk some good old fantasy, man. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right, you guys. Thanks so much. I will be back for two more games. Thank you. Okay, you guys, I'm back for the final two games of the evening. Let's get straight into it. Let's go over the Utah Jazz and the Golden State Warriors. The Jazz getting the victory 122-108. Let's look in on the Utah side first. Let's start with Rudy Gobert with a big double-double, 25 points, 14 rebounds, a steal, two blocks, 11 of 12 from the field, 3 of 9 from the line. So pretty big Rudy Gobert line there. It's really nice to see. Donovan Mitchell, 23 points, 6 assists, 8 rebounds, 5 threes tonight, 7 of 17 from the field, a perfect 4 of 4 from the line. He has been pretty good this year. Mike Conley, after a very shaky start, he is definitely coming around. 22 points, 7 assists, 1 rebound, 5 threes on 6 of 11 shooting. He was a perfect 5 of 5 from the line. Bogdanovich with 12 points, 1 steal, 2 assists, 2 threes on 5 of 15 shooting. O'Neal, don't really trust him, 2 points in 28 minutes. Joe Ingles was actually okay tonight, 11 points, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 3 on 3 of 8 shooting. He was a perfect 4 of 4 from the line. He's probably a drop for me in most standard leagues. In some deeper leagues, I guess you can hold him. And then not too much else to really talk about here on this team. Those are really only the main guys. Okay, let's go over to the other side of this game, the Golden State Warriors. Man, D'Angelo Russell is just seeing a major spike in usage with all of the guys out. With Steph Curry out, and they are also missing you know, no Thompson for the season, and Draymond still kind of working his way back in just 22 minutes in this one. So D'Angelo having some big lines lately, 33 points with 8 assists, a steal, 5 threes on 13 of 25 shooting from the field. Other than that, not too much else going on in this game for the Warriors. You know, Green first game back after missing a little bit of time, 4 points, four assists, seven rebounds on 2 of 7 shooting. He should get better. Eric Pascal off the bench with 30 minutes. He scored 8 points, 2 steals, 6 rebounds. Alec Burks was a popular pickup, and he was a letdown. If you grabbed him and played him this one, 10 points, 1 block, 1 steal, 3 assists in just 19 minutes. Bowman as well, if you picked him up. I know I picked him up in a couple spots, and it's not looking good with D'Angelo Russell back. He only got 16 minutes for 7 points, so not really trusting him. Willie Cauley-Stein, if he's somehow still available in your league, I think he could be worth a pickup. He had 8 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 2 assists on 4 of 7 shooting. I think with the Warriors being really thin up front, I think Willie Cauley-Stein is going to get better as the season goes on. And then other than that, not too much else on the Warriors side. Let's get into the last game of the evening. The Toronto Raptors taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. Second game of a back-to-back for the Toronto Raptors, which really scared me. I was, I have Fred VanVleet and Norman Powell in a bunch of max game Roto League style and leagues, and I didn't want to play. I was too scared to play Norman Powell coming off of a back-to-back, going up against the Clippers defense, and they actually fared much better than I thought they would. Let's take a look at the stat lines from the Raptors side. I'll start with VanVleet, who is just going to get so many minutes. Played 45 minutes tonight. They just don't really have any point guards on this team other than Kyle Lowry and VanVleet. So with Lowry gone, VanVleet is going to get all the minutes he can handle, and he saw it here tonight. And so, of course, VanVleet is going to be a must play every night, but you know, tonight the shooting wasn't quite there. 6 of 20 for 14 points. Did have 3 steals, 8 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 3, and you know, you're just going to keep him locked in your lineup if you got him. Pascal Siakam, man, what a beast this guy's been. I knew he was going to be good. I didn't think he would be this good. You know, tonight, not the greatest night, but again, coming off a back-to-back against a really tough Clippers defense. 16 points, 6 assists, 10 rebounds, 1-3 on 6 of 17 shooting. He was 3 of 6 from the line. He should be just fine. Norman Powell with 15 points, a block, 2 assists, 4 rebounds, 1-3 on 5 of 12 shooting. You know, not the greatest line, definitely a serviceable line, but he looks like a must add if he's still on your wire. I think any 12 team or deeper leagues, I think he's got to be picked up. It looks like saw 37 minutes tonight with the Raptors banged up. I think Powell's going to get a ton of run. Also, OG Anunoby went down with an eye injury in this one after just 2 minutes. So if he's going to miss time, it's just more minutes for a lot of these guys. Mark Gasol got 33 minutes and had 8 points, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 threes. Feels like he's just really trending down. I don't know. If you have him, I would be looking to move on from him. Maybe the next big game, see if you can try to sell high on him. Target the team that needs a center. And okay, so off the bench, the guy that we want to talk about is Chris Boucher, 13 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 6 rebounds in just 22 minutes, 3 threes tonight on 5 of 10 shooting. This guy looks like a stud. If he is somehow, if you're probably I mean, I would probably be looking at him 12 teams deeper. This is the second game that he put up some good defensive stats, scoring in the teens, gave you three threes tonight. He looks like he's a lock for minutes in this 22 to 24 minute role. I didn't play him here tonight where I had him because I was just scared of this matchup. But I'm going to have him locked into my lineup in the next game because in just limited minutes, he could do some damage. All right, I think that's about it for the Raptors. Again, no Ibaka, no Lowry. They're really missing some guys here. And then let's hope that OG Anunoby's injury is not serious. He was playing really well, so let's hope that he is okay. All right, let's take a look at the Clippers and Kawhi. This is a little underwhelming, just the shooting 2 of 11 for 12 points. But other than that, it was a pretty good Kawhi game. 3 steals, 9 assists, 11 rebounds. No threes, but he did shoot 8 of 9 from the line. Patrick Beverley doing his thing, 6 points, 1 steal, 2 assists, 12 rebounds. Love getting those boards from your point guard. No threes tonight, which is a little disappointing. He only took 6 shots, so some low usage there, but not bad. Shamet with 6 points in 18 minutes. He actually went down with an ankle injury. Looks like he could miss some time. He kind of had to be helped to the locker room, and that usually means some missed games there. So, and then Zubac with 6 points, 9 rebounds, a steal, a block, 3 of 9 from the field. Patterson with 12 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 threes for Patterson, which is nice, but really hard to trust those guys. One guy who I think you could trust is Lou Williams, 21 points, 1 steal, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 threes on 7 of 15 shooting. They got some nice games from Montrezl Harrell, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks. Actually, that's a really nice game. 7 of 15 from the field from Harrell. Even though he's coming off the bench, he got 31 minutes, so pretty good. A double-double from Jamichael Green, 10 points, 12 rebounds, 1 block. The shooting wasn't that great, it was only 3 of 11, but he is prone to give you some serviceable lines at times. And tonight, if you streamed him or if you played him in DFS, you probably are happy with that line. All right, you guys, I think that about does it. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting the show. Special thanks to Coach for hanging out with me earlier. Always have fun talking to Coach. And thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys later.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.